Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman, member by Avram Goldar, and here is Zechus Yuma Daf Chav Dalet, the second parak Barishona. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Rabbi Avin inquired, Trumas Hadeshen Bekama, how much ash is the Trumas Hadeshen performed with? Do we derive the amount from Trumas Meiser, where one-tenth is separated, or do we derive it from the Trumas Midyan, the contribution taken from the spoils of Midyan, where 1/500th was taken? The Gemara brings an explicit proof for Bechia taught in a Braisa, it stated here, regarding the separating the ash, Vehirim, he shall separate the ash, and say there regarding a mincha offering, Vehirim, he shall separate his komets from it. Just as by the mincha he separates the amount of his komets, so too here he separates the amount of his komets. Rush explains we do not require exactly this amount for the Trumas Hadeshen, because it's impossible for the kohen to put his hand into the heap of ash, which contains burning embers. Rather, the komets measure is only an estimation. The kohen estimates the size of his komets and removes at least that amount with a kli. Point number two, the Gemara brings Malchokas and Marayim whether a zar, a non-kohen, is chai misa b'dei shemayim for doing Trumas Hadeshen. Rav said, arba avodos chai v'len misa. There are four avodos that a zar is chai misa, zrika, haktara, nisa chamayim, and nisa chayayim. But Levi says, of Trumas Hadeshen, also for Trumas Hadeshen. Rav's reason is based on the pasuk that states, you are and your sons with you shall safeguard your priesthood regarding every matter of the Mizbeach within the parochas, and you shall serve avodas matana etenes kunaschem, v'hazar karev yumas. I have presented your priesthood as a service that is a gift, or it can be read as a service of application, and a zar who approaches shall die. Avodas matana v'lo avodas silak. A service of application, matana, such as applying the blood to the Mizbeach, and not a service of removal, such as removing the ash. Furthermore, the pasuk earlier stated about a tam, and you shall serve, which can be interpreted to mean avoda tam, v'lo avoda sheyesh achareha avoda, a concluding avoda, and not an avoda that has another avoda after it. Levi says, Rabbi Rachman l'chol devar ha-mizbeach. The Torah included the Trumas Hadeshen in the pasuk by saying the general phrase l'chol devar ha-mizbeach, regarding every matter of the mizbeach. And pointing to the Gemara, b'ma mafisin, in what garments are the kohanim dressed in when they cast lots? Rav Nachman says b'vigdei chol, and Rav Shesha says b'vigdei kodesh. Rav Nachman maintains they're dressed in b'vigdei chol, for if they're dressed in b'vigdei kodesh, ekabali's rose to chamsi ve'avdi, there would be strong-armed men who would do the service by force, which Rashi explains that they would have done so if they had not won the pious. Rav Shesha says that they are dressed in b'vigdei kodesh, for if you say they are dressed in b'vigdei chol, agal chavivuse mikru va'avdi. Out of passion for the avodah, the selected kohen might accidentally perform it without first changing into b'vigdei kodesh. A kohen who does the avodah without wearing b'vigdei kodesh is chayiv misa b'dei shemayim, and it disqualifies the avodah. So once again, the 3 points are number one. Rabbi Avin acquired Trumas Hadeshen Bekama. How much ash is a Trumas Hadeshen performed with? Do we derive the amount from Trumas Meiser, where 1/10 is separated? Or do we derive it from the Trumas Midyan, the contribution taken from the spoils of Midyan, where 1/500th was taken? The Gemara brings an explicit proof for Rabbi Chiya taught in a Braisa. It stated here, regarding the separating the ash, Vehirim, he shall separate the ash. And it stated there, regarding the Mincha offering, Vehirim, he shall separate his komets from it. Just as by the mincha he separates the amount of his komets, so too here he separates the amount of his komets. Rashi explains that we do not require exactly this amount for the Trumas Hadeshen, because it's impossible for the kohen to put his hand into the heap of ash, which contains burning embers. Rather, the komets measure is only an estimation. The kohen estimates the size of his komets and removes at least that amount with a kli. Point number two, the Gemara brings Malchokas Amarayim whether a non-kohen is chayv misa b'dei shamayim for doing Trumas Hadeshen. Rav said, arba avodas chayv alen misa. There are four avodas that a zar is chayv misa, zrika, haktara, nisa chamayim, and nisa chayayin. But Levi says, af Trumas Hadeshen, also for Trumas Hadeshen. Rav's reason is based on the pasuk states, you, referring to Aaron and your sons with you, shall safeguard your priesthood regarding every matter of the Mizbeach within the parochas, and you shall serve avodas matana etenes kunaschem, v'hazar karev yumas. I have presented your priesthood as a service that is a gift, or as a service of application, and a non-kohen approaches shall die. Avodas matana v'lo avodas silak, a service of application, such as applying the blood to the Mizbeach, and not a service of removal, such as removing the ash. Furthermore, the pasuk earlier stated, v'avod tam, and you shall serve, which can be interpreted to mean, avoda tama v'lo avoda sheish achareha avoda, a concluding avoda, and not an avoda that has another avoda after it. Levi says, Rabbi Rachman called the varha Mizbeach. The Torah included the Trumas Hadeshen in the pasuk by stating the general phrase l'chol devar ha-mizbeach regarding every matter of the mizbeach. And pointing through the Gemara, b'ma mafisin, in what garments are the kohanim dressed in when they cast the lots? Rav Nachman says b'vigdei chol, and Rav Shesha says b'vigdei kodesh. Rav Nachman maintains they're dressed in b'vigdei chol, for if they're dressed in b'vigdei kodesh, ekabali's rois the chamsi ba'avdi, there'd be strong-armed men who would do the service by force, which Rashi explains that they would have done so if they had not won the pious. Rav Sheshe says that they're dressed in Bigdei Kodesh. For if you say they're dressed in Bigdei Chol, Agam Chavivuse Mikru Ba'avdi. Out of passion for the Avodah, the selected Kohen might accidentally perform it without first changing into Bigdei Kodesh. A Kohen who does the Avodah without wearing Bigdei Kodesh is Chai Misbidei Shemaim, and it disqualifies the Avodah. Alright, so now we go to Simmer Daf Chav Dalet, and our standard Simmon is a Kud, a pitcher. A pitcher, so here goes. The Kohen used a pitcher to pick up a Kometz of ashes was exposed as a Zar. When a Zar's visitor card was discovered in his Bigdei Chol that he wore to cast lots. Once again, in slow motion. The Kohen who used a pitcher, that must be ruined off Chav Dalet, Kud. The Kohen used a pitcher to pick up a Kometz of ashes, which reminds us Rabbi Avin inquired, how much ash is the Trumas Adeshin performed with? The Gemara brings an explicit proof that it stated regarding the separating the ash, Beheirim, and he shall separate the ash, and stated there regarding the Mincha offering, Beheirim, he shall separate his Kometz from it. So just as by the Mincha he separates the amount of his Kometz, so to here he separates the amount of his Kometz. Rashi explains that we don't require exactly this amount for the Trumas Adeshin because it's impossible for the Kohen to put his hand into the heap of ash, which contains burning embers. Rather, the Kometz measure is only an estimation. The Kohen estimates the size of his Kometz and removes at least that amount with a kli. So the Kohen who used a pitcher to pick up a Kometz of ashes was exposed as a Zar, which reminds us the Gemara brings a Machlokas Amoraim whether a non-Kohen, a Zar, is Chai Misi B'dei Shamayim for doing Trumas Adeshin. Rav said, Arba Avodos Chai V'Len Misa, there are four Avodos, that a Zar is Chai Misa, Zrika Haktara, Nisa Chamayim and Nisa Chayayim. But Levi says, Af Trumas Adeshin, also for Trumas Adeshin. Rav's reason is based on the Patsu where he learns Avodos Matana, below Avodah Silut. The Zar is Chai Misa for a service of application, such as applying blood to the Mizbech, and not a service of removal, such as removing the ash. Levi says, Rabbi Rachmanu L'Kol Dvar HaMizbech, the Torah included the Trumas Adeshin in the Pasuk by stating the general phrase, L'Kol Dvar HaMizbech, regarding every matter of the Mizbech. So the Kohen used a pitcher to pick up a Kometz of ashes was exposed as a Zar, when his Zar's visitor's card was discovered in his Bigdei Chol that he wore to cast lots. Which reminds the Gemara asks him, what garments did the Kohanim dress when they cast lots? Rav Nachman says Bigdei Chol, and Rav Sheshe says Bigdei Kodesh. Rav Nachman maintains their dress in Bigdei Chol, for if their dress in Bigdei Kodesh, there'd be strong-armed men who would do the service by force, which Rashi explains that they would have done so if they had not won the pious. Rav Sheshe says they're dressed in Bigdei Kodesh, for if you say they're dressed in Bigdei Chol, out of passion for the Avodah, the Selected Kohen might accidentally perform it without first changing into Bigdei Kodesh. A Kohen does the Avodah without wearing Bigdei Kodesh is Chayiv Misa B'dei Shamayim, and it also disqualifies the Avodah. So once again, the Kohen used a pitcher to pick up a Kometz of ashes was exposed as a Zar, when his Zar's visitor's card was discovered in his Bigdei Chol that he wore to cast lots. Alright, now it's time for four blot back Chazara. Daf Chaf, so the Simmer Daf Chaf is a cafe. So here goes. Cafe 364 Cafe, that must mean we're on Daf Chaf. Cafe 364, which reminds us, on Daf Yotes, the Gemara taught that the Kohen Gadol was kept up all night, and a brice was brought that in the provinces they used to remain awake the night of Yom Kippur, Zeichu and Mikdash, as a commemoration of the practice following the base of Mikdash, Elishayu Chotin. However, in a certain place, it would sin during the night. Rashi explains that instead of learning, they spent time in the company of women, which led to sin. On this stuff, Abai and some say Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said, the brice is referring to Nardaf. Eliyahu said to Rav Sala the Chassid, you always say, why is Mashiach not come? And on the holiest days, a number of virgins were bed in Nardaf. Rav Yehuda asked Eliyahu, what Kodesh Baruch Hu says about this? And Eliyahu replied, he says, L'pesach chatas roveitz. Sin crouches at the door. Rashi explains that the Yetzirah causes man to sin. Rav Yehuda then asked what the sun says, and Eliyahu replied, the Satan Yom Kippur has no permission to prosecute. And Rami Bar Chama said that this is derived from the fact that the gematria of HaSatan is 364. On 364 days of the year, the Satan has permission to prosecute, but Yom Kippur, which is the 365th day, he has no permission. So Cafe 364 had a famous rooster that crowed so loudly at opening time, which reminds the next mission states, Laisa Kriyas Gever Magas Ad Shehaisa Azor Melei Misrael. And on the Chagim, even before the call of the Gever arrived, the Azor was filled with Jews. Rashi explains that the people arrived early with their karbanos to bring them as soon as the tamid had been offered. There's a Machlokas Amoraim regarding the meaning of Kriyas Gever. Rav said, Kara Gavra means the call of a person. Rashi explains there was an officer in the base of Mikdash whose duty was to announce to the Kohanim and Levim that the time for the Avodah had begun. Rabbi Shila said, Kara Tarnagola, it means the call of a rooster. So, Cafe 364 had a famous rooster that crowed so loudly at opening time that it blew out the ears of the Roman crowds gathering outside under the ball of the sun. Which reminds us, it was taught in a braisa, Shalosh Kolos Hochim Esofa Olam Ad Sofa. Three sounds travel from one end of the world to the other end. They are the sound of the ball of the sun, the sound of Roman crowds, and the sound of the neshama when it leaves the body. Some say the sound of birth as well, a sunset. And some say the sound of Ridya, which was the sound of the Malk in charge of rain. The Rabban beseeched Kodesh Baruch Hu for mercy concerning the sound of the soul when it leaves the body, Ubatalua, and they eliminated it. Dav Chafal. So the symbol Dav Chafal is a car, a ka. So here goes. The flying ka, ka, that must be more Dav Chafal. The flying ka that took an unauthorized trip over the temple, where miracles occurred and trees of gold were planted, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that lists 10 miracles that occurred in the base of Mikdash. The Gemara challenges the Mishnah, suggesting there are more than 10 miracles. Rebbe Levi said, the following statement is tradition passed down to us from our fathers, Makam Aron, Eino Min Amida, the space taken up by the Aron is not included in the dimensions of the Kodesh Kodashim. The Gemara answers that the Tanna listed only the miracles that were visible outside and thus publicized. When the Gemara then asks why the fruit trees of gold that Shlomo Melech planted, that miraculously brought forth their golden fruits at their appointed time, were not included, the Gemara answers, Nisa de Kavia lo kachashi, miracles that were permanently fixed in the temple, were not included. He only listed miracles that were performed recurrently. So, the flying ka that took an unauthorized trip over the temple, where miracles occurred and trees of gold were planted, crashed into a pillar of smoke, which reminds us two of the 10 miracles listed were that rain never extinguished the smoke from the maracha and that the smoke never dispersed, no matter how strong the winds were. The Gemara questions whether, in fact, there was smoke from the maracha based on a braisa that taught that five things were stated regarding the fire of the maracha. It crouched in the shape of a line, it was clear as the sun, it had substance, it consumed moist articles just like dry ones, and ve'ena mala ashen, it didn't produce smoke. The Gemara answers that the smoke referred to in the list of miracles was from the fire that was brought by the Kohanim, for it was taught in a braisa, the Torah states, v'nasnu b'nei Aharon ha'kohen eish al mizbeach, the sons of Aharon ha'kohen shall place fire on the mizbeach. Afu b'she eish yoretz min ha'shamayim, mitzvah l'chavi min ha'hedyot. Even though that fire comes from the heaven, there's a mitzvah to bring fire from ordinary sources. So, the flying ka that took an unauthorized trip over the temple where miracles occurred and trees of gold were planted crashed into a pillar of smoke and got consumed by six types of fire. Which reminds us, it was taught in a braisa, Shesh Eshoshen, there are six types of fire. The braisa explains, there's a fire that eats but doesn't drink, which is ordinary fire, which consumes solids and not liquids. It drinks but doesn't eat, which refers to the fire of ill people, which makes them thirsty but not hungry. It eats and drinks, which refers to the fire of Eliyahu, which licked up the water in the trench in the incident with the Nevi'ei Baal. It consumes moist articles like dry ones, which refers to the fire of the Maracha. Yesh Esh Doche Esh, there's fire that repels fire, which is the fire of the Malach Gabriel. Yesh Esh Ocheles Esh, and there's a fire that consumes fire, which is the fire of the Shekhinah, referring to Hashem, burning up the fiery angels that argued against the creation of man. Dav Chav Beis, so the Simmer Dav Chav Beis is a cab. So here goes. The early morning cab driver, that must be more Dav Chav Beis. The early morning cab driver whose cab was packed with Kohanim, racing to do the Trumas Edeshen, which reminds the Gemara, why did the Rabban not depend on casting lots to select the Kohen for the Avodah of Trumas Edeshen? The answer is that at first the Rabban thought that since the Trumas Edeshen is a nighttime Avodah, it would not be considered important by the Kohanim and they wouldn't come to quarrel over it. But once Rabban saw that the Kohanim fight over the matter, Takinu L'Paisa, they institute casting lots for the position. Others explain that originally the Rabban thought they came into Eka Odin Shena, since at the time the ashes are separated before daybreak, there's an overwhelming desire to sleep on the part of many people. The Kohanim will not volunteer for the service. When they saw that they did come, and it led to Sakana, they instituted the pious. When the Gemara challenges this answer, since burning the limbs and fats is done late at night, when there's a desire to go to sleep, yet Kohanim were selected by lots, the Gemara answers that a person's inclination to go to sleep is not as strong as his inclination to stay sleeping and not wake up. So the early morning cab driver, whose cab was packed with Kohanim, racing to do the Trumas Edeshen, counted his passengers by their shovels. Which reminds us, the Mishnah taught in the case that two Kohanim race up the ramp and reach the top at the same time, a temple appointee would have the Kohanim put out their fingers for a count to see who would be selected to do the Trumas Edeshen. The Gemara asks why they didn't simply count the Kohanim and answers that the Mishnah supports Rabbi Yitzchak who taught, Asalimnos is Yisrael, afil dvar mitzvah. It's forbidden to count Jews through a head count even for the purpose of a mitzvah. As it's written regarding Shaul counting his shoulders, he counted them with potsherds. Rav Ashi says, "Zilim from the pasuk, and Shaul had all the people summoned, and he counted them through lambs." Rav Elazar said, "Kol amona es Yisrael over belov. Whoever counts Jews transgresses a negative commandment, as it's written by Yam Misbrach b'nei Yisrael kocho hayam hashol yamad. The number of b'nei Yisrael will be like the sand of the sea, which cannot be counted." Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak says, "He transgresses two loving as it's written, will yamad will yisaper, which cannot be measured or counted." So the early morning cab driver, whose cab was packed with Kohanim, racing to do the Trumas Edeshen, counted his passengers by their shovels, and bet that the Kohen with flaws in his yichus would be the winner. Which reminds Rav Yudah said in the name of Shmuel, why did the Malchus Beis Shaul not endure? Because there was no flaw of yichus in his family. Rush explains that the kings destined to issue from him would therefore rule arrogantly. David's Malchus endured because he was descended from Rus, who was from Moab. This explanation is based on Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yehotzadak, Ein ma min parnas al tzibur, el im ken kupa shol shratzim, We do not appoint a leader of the community unless he has a box of creeping creatures hanging behind him, meaning he has flaws in his yichus. So that if he becomes arrogant, we can say to him, turn around and see what is behind you. Daf Chaf Gimel. So the Simur Daf Chaf Gimel is a keg. A keg. So here goes. The loyal congregant stood on a keg. Keg? That must be one Daf Chaf Gimel. The loyal congregant stood on a keg praying to avenge his rabbi's honor, who had been insulted. Which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yehotzadeh, Kol Talmid Chacham she'enu nokem noter kanachash, eino Talmid Chacham. Any Talmid Chacham who does not take revenge or bear grudge like a snake is not a true Talmid Chacham. The Gemara objects to this based on the prohibitions of Vosikam Vositor, do not take revenge or bear a grudge, and initially answers that these prohibitions only apply to monetary matters. This too is challenged, and the Gemara answers, Lom denakle belibe, actually means that a Talmid Chacham should keep the matter in his mind. Rashi explains that if someone else comes to avenge his honor, the Talmid Chacham should be silent and not object. So the loyal congregant stood on a keg, planning to avenge his rabbi's honor, who had been insulted, when he saw one Kohen murder another one on the ramp, which reminds us, the Gemara brings another incident. When one Kohen was ahead on the ramp, another Kohen took a knife and drove it into the first Kohen's heart and killed him. When the father of the slain boy came and found his son still writhing on the floor, he said, Hari kaparaschem, behold, he's your atonement. My son is still writhing, and therefore the knife did not become tame. This comes to teach you, shekashalem taras kelim yos meshvichus dami. They regarded the tara of kelim more seriously than murder. As it's written, Menashe also shed very much innocent blood until he filled Yerushalayim from end to end with it. So the loyal congregant stood on a keg, planning to avenge his rabbi's honor who had been insulted, when he saw one Kohen murder another one on the ramp in front of the Kohen Balmum, removing the ash. Which reminds, the Gemara brings the Malchukas regarding Hotzas Adesh and removal of the ash from the Mizbech. It was taught in a Braisa, and he shall remove his garments that he wore for separating the ash and don other garments, and he shall remove the ash. One might have thought the Kohen can wear a big day chol when removing the ash. Therefore, the Torah teaches, he shall remove his garments and don other garments. By repeating the word garments, we can derive a hekesh. The just as the garments worn for the Trumas Hadesh and our big day kodesh, so too are the garments worn for removal of the ash. The word acherim, other, implies they should be pechusim mehen, inferior quality to the ones worn for the Trumas Hadesh. Eliezer says, acherim behotzi, the word other is immediately followed by the words, and he shall remove, which refers to the Kohen who performs the task. This teaches that even blemished Kohanim, referred to as Acherim, the others, are qualified to remove the ash. All right, now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions plus 3 bonus questions from previous Maseches. Number 1. Which stuff do you learn about the incident where one Kohen murdered another while racing Bizoch to do the Trumas Hadesh? That's on Daf Chav Gimel. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do we have Makos Rav and Levi where the Azar is Chai Misibide Shamayim for doing Trumas Hadesh? That's on Daf Chavdal. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do you learn that the Rabban did not originally institute a lottery for the Trumas Hadesh because it was a nighttime avoda and they didn't think Kohanim would fight over it? That's on Daf Chav Beis. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do you learn that Talmud Chacham should remain silent when someone else is avenging his honor? That's on Daf Chav Gimel. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do you learn the shear for removing the ash for the Trumas Hadesh is a kometz? That's on Daf Chavdalad. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do you learn it's best to appoint a leader over the community that has a flaw in his yichus? That's on Daf Chav Beis. Good. Number 7. Which stuff do you learn that there's a machlokes of coming from Eliezer whether a Kohen Baal Mum can do the Hotzas Hadeshen? That's on Daf Chav Gimel. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do you learn that the Eitz Ohar has no permission to prosecute on Yom Kippurim, which is derived from the gematria of Hasatan, which is 364? That's on Daf Chav. Good. Number 9. Which stuff do you learn the pillar of smoke from the Maracha was never extinguished by rain or dispersed by the winds? That's on Daf Chavav. Good. And number 10. Which stuff do we have a Malkos Rav Nachman Rav Sheish is whether the Kohanim wear Big Day Kodesh or Big Day Chol when casting lots? That's on Daf Chavdal. Good. Now the 3 bonus questions. Number 1. Which stuff do you learn that one should not walk alone on Tuesday and Friday nights? That's on Daf Kuf Yud Beis and Psachim. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do you learn about the importance of repeating a teaching in the name of the one who said it and that the Talmud Chacham's lips move in the grave? That's on Daf Zayin and Shkalim. Good. And number 3. Which stuff do you learn about Yad Seledesbo? That's on Daf Mem and Shabbos. Excellent. All right. That concludes the pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichron wishing you a great day and great learning.